This is a Triple J podcast.
G'day, let's get into it. This is the Shake Up on Hack. I'm Dave Marchese with you to pull apart some of the headline grabbers this week. The news that got the group chats fired up, maybe some of the stories you missed over the past few days. There is quite a bit to get through in this podcast because there was a mixed bunch of stories that were kicking around over the past few days. Here's a bit of a taste of what we're diving into.
Hack, the coalition proposing a new law that would see young offenders face jail time for posting and boasting.
We all remember how the Titanic ended. Not good, right? Well, Clive Palmer reckons the world needs another one.
Meat is now coming with a security tag on it as if it was a T-shirt.
On Triple J.
Social media crackdowns, locking up meat, another go at the Titanic, they reckon. Some strange ones in here. No doubt. And I am wondering, if you saw that story about a revamped Titanic, would you want to do this? Would you go on this ship? If so, why? Why would you do it? Message in 0439 757 555. Keen to hear your thoughts. With us to chat all this through, though, the wonderful Shake Up crew for this week. First, entertainer, artist, etc., etc. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I mean, the headphones don't fit over my wig today, so I'm having to Mariah Carey it out a little bit. Oh, but other than that, I'm fine.
I want to paint a picture of what's going on in this studio at the moment. Etc. cannot get the headphones over the wig, and so they've somehow managed to invert them, and they're around the chin but still working. I don't know. Whatever you've done is amazing.
It's very contemporary. It's very avant-garde. It's nice. It's different. It's unusual.
Still looks so glam doing it. It's incredible.
Oh, you're too kind.
Also on the shake-up this week, comedian podcaster Lauren Bonner. How have you been doing? You've been doing a bit of DIY today.
I have, and I'd also just like to say off the bat that I also look very glamorous in the studio today.
You do.
But I have been doing DIY. It's coming up to the comedy festival season, and I, of course, have a show. Please come, buy tickets, check it out. Google Lauren Bonner Melbourne Comedy Festival. But so that means that I'm doing kind of everything but getting ready for that. So I bought a new bed, flat pack, built it today.
Wow.
I bought new bedside tables, built those, been researching rugs pretty heavily, just kind of everything I can do to avoid working on my dream job and passion.
Well,
I guess.
Hey, at least you got the bed done. You said it was a bit of a success story today, which we're happy about, etc. Are you a bit of a DIY person? Love to put together a flat pack?
No, less of a flat pack, more of a snack pack, to be honest. That's more of my style. Yeah, that's why I buy the corsets.
How's your work been, by the way? Is this now a bit of a time to relax? Because I did hit you up I think it was the day before Mardi Gras. I was like, do you want to come on the Shake Up? And you were saying, are you kidding? Do you know what time of the year it is?
Yeah, you messaged me the day before Mardi Gras and you said, oh, do you happen to be free? Like I'm some kind of unemployed drag queen.
But literally, no. Homophobic.
But I'm good. I'm still kicking on. So we're all fantastic.
Okay, we love to hear it. Hey, we've got so many interesting topics to dive into. Let's go.
Hack. In many communities around the country at the moment, youth crime is out of control.
On Triple J.
Should people who post themselves committing crimes on social media be banned from using it? Because that's part of a plan that opposition leader Peter Dutton's putting forward. Part of this plan to crack down on youth crime across the country. He's not the only one talking about posting and boasting laws. Some states are already moving on this one. So the question is, do you think it's worth trying?
Hack. The coalition is proposing new federal laws to tackle the nation's youth crime problems.
If you glamorise crime online, you could go to jail. If you try to become notorious through crime online, you could go to jail.
Peter Dutton says that by stopping youth from posting about crimes, it'll remove the incentive to commit them in the first place.
Elderly Australians are the victims of these crimes, and people want their government to do something about it.
Young people who are doing this stuff, they don't care. That's not going to stop them from putting it online.
On Triple J.
Yeah, definitely one that's got people talking. Is Peter Dutton's idea to make it a federal crime to boast about criminal activity on social media a good one? New South Wales is planning to introduce a similar offence. Also Tasmania. In Queensland, they did something similar last year. Will it work? Well, let's get into it with the Shake Up crew. We've got entertainer, etc., etc., comedian Lauren Bonner, etc. What do you think of this plan? Any first thoughts?
I mean, from first impressions, I don't think the law has ever deterred criminals from breaking it in a lot of aspects. And also, I just don't think, I'm looking back through history, I don't think, like, all like in Scarface, do you think he really wouldn't have done it if there was a law? Oh, if you boast about all of this stuff, it's going to get pretty bad for you.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what some of the experts are saying, that maybe it's not really going to dissuade people. Lauren, what's your take? I mean, it's potential jail time, a couple of years of jail time if you're guilty of this offence that's being put forward by the coalition, this federal offence, or even a ban from social media for a couple of years.
I mean, I think they're really shooting themselves in the foot with this, because if you're posting your crime on your social media, like, that makes the cops' job so much easier. You'd just admit it's actually saving a lot of resources. So I don't think it's, I don't know if they've thought this through. They're saying, oh, don't make it easier to catch you.
Oh, right. So you're saying it should be the opposite here, that they should be encouraging people to be.
Yes, they should. They'd be like, hey, did you rob a bank? We're running this cool competition where if you make a TikTok about it, you could win.
Let us know where you were. Hmm, okay, so we're not sure whether this is going to make young offenders think twice. What do you think would be the bigger deterrent, though, et cetera? Would it be jail time or this ban on social media? Like, if you told a young person, oh, for 2 years you're off social media for good, you're banned, you're blocked, you can't get onto it. I mean, pretty severe punishment.
Yeah, if anyone took away my ability to doom scroll TikTok before bed, or you know, I procrastinate on Instagram Reels for hours a day. Someone took that away from me, I might have to become a normal member of society. It would be crazy. Yeah. No, it would be horrible. That would deter. You could do anything if you threatened to take away my social media.
Youth crime is obviously a real issue, Lauren, in like many parts of the country. I guess all these plans are being put forward, this federal offence, a plan for that by Peter Dutton, but also, as I said, the states are taking similar action. Do you think it's worth trying anything to crack down in an attempt to cut the rates and to make people feel safer?
I mean, you know, not to be unfunny, but like, if we're going to try to cut down youth crime, it's becoming a bigger issue. Like, there's other things to address, you know, inequality, cost of living, poverty. These are the factors that are an issue. It's like, I think that the real issue is not like a few silly TikToks of people doing manies and donuts. Like, that's not the crime we're concerned about. It's like a lot of other hard, bad things happening in a lot of parts of the country. And it's not driven by frivolity in TikTok. It's driven by, you know, these bigger issues in society that are getting worse.
Well, I guess some of the crimes in New South Wales, for instance, the offences that will be included in this would be motor vehicle theft, which has been an issue, break and enter offences. Some people criticising this proposed law, saying it doesn't go far enough, like it doesn't include enough crimes. What do you?
So does that mean there will still be some crimes you're allowed to post about?
Potentially, and this is what some politicians are bringing up and saying there needs to be a bit more scrutiny of exactly how these laws will work, what will fall under what category. Opposition leader Peter Dutton is saying, well, the federal law is aimed at scooping up all of the blind spots that the state laws don't pick up. So, for instance, if it's a state that doesn't have laws targeting this specific offence, you'll be caught under the federal laws, etc. I mean, one of the things that's interesting is the New South Wales Premier, Chris Minns, said that changes here would result in more people being in jail, like increased incarceration rates. He said, I'm just going to put it bluntly, that is what is likely to happen. Is putting more people in jail the answer?
I'm not a big fan of that being a solution for things. I agree with you. I think that problems should be solved at the grassroots level in our communities. There's so many disillusioned youth across this country that are resorting to actions like this because they feel left out and sidelined by the way that our society makes them feel. And I just don't think that putting kids, especially because this is meant to target youth crime, putting kids in jail and starting a cycle of incarceration for these kids and giving them a criminal record is the way to address this problem. I think that the government is doing so little to connect with youth, especially in regional communities affected by drug use. They should be reaching out and putting their money and funding and time into that rather than, you know, penalising people on the other end.
We've got some messages coming through on the text line, different opinions. Carl from Orange says, won't posting a crime actually give give the cops evidence and help solve the crime. So exactly. To Lauren's point there.
Also, I want to see these TikToks. I'm never seeing TikToks of crime.
I was going to ask, has any of this ever popped up on your feed? Any of these? No?
I'm just getting people dancing to that same Beyonce song every single time. I'd love to see a bit of car theft or something.
Lauren's like, that should be a crime, actually. That same one I keep seeing. M from Melbourne says, why not nurture the youth, make them care and give them safe places to encourage them to want to be better instead of locking them up? Someone else says, being afraid to get into crime because of preventatives like this is an effective tactic. And Dane says they just won't end up posting it online and continue to commit the crimes. Do you think that like there is an issue with this kind of posting for clout, etc., and the danger of it leading to copycat behaviour? Can you see that being an issue that needs to be targeted?
I could see it being an issue. Again, it's not something that's popping up heavily in my algorithm. Yeah. So to be honest, I'm not part of the crime TikTok, crime talk,
It's a thing.
But I could see how some kids could get swept up in it, especially if they're not involved, I don't know, in other talks like crochet talk or, you know. I'm really into crocheting on TikTok. maybe we should make that mandatory.
Okay.
All criminals have to take a 2-year minimum sentence of crocheting and heavy craft.
Try to get them into
and
book
then see, talk. Yeah, see what's going to happen after that. Okay. To be honest, I don't actually, this is not my area of speciality, stealing cars. I'm more about stealing men. So if they're gonna propose harsher penalties on that, I'm screwed.
Then you're really worried. Someone on the text line says, maybe we should put these two in charge. So much smarter comments than the politicians.
Wow,
there you go.
Thank
Got
you.
Some fans on the text line.
I was worried you were going to say, maybe we should put these two in jail.
That's what I thought as well. I was like, it's probably my mum messaging in.
But also, thank you for considering me youth.
Oh, lock them up. Someone else says, pretty simple, don't break the law. And another person says, oh, Ned Kelly would be turning in his bush grave. A lighter kind of element of this, is there something that you could ban people from boasting about on social media that you would do if you could, Lauren? Like, is there something that really gets you that when they're online, they're bragging about or whatever, you would think, nah, let's make that a criminal offence?
I mean, there's a few. I mean, I think the obvious one is the classic posing in front of the sold sign of a house. It's kind of like, read the room. Yeah. It's really embarrassing to do that, and you shouldn't do that. Just kind of keep that close to your chest and keep using command hooks and pretend you're renting, to be honest. But also, I mean, like I mentioned before, it's coming up to comedy festival season. If you follow any comedians on socials, it's a great time to mute them now because people start posting sold out, selling fast. Babe, if it's selling that fast, you don't need to post about it.
Oh, Lauren.
Guess who's not selling fast? Me. Okay?
We'll be after this shakeup though. And remember, go and check out Lauren's website, and it is...
Please, Lauren Bonnet, find me on Instagram. See, this is the problem. I'm not savvy.
Great promo there.
Someone here says, why do you keep saying et cetera, et cetera? Well, that's because it's their name. That's why I'm saying it.
It's okay. I'm confused sometimes. They're just like, you're really like going on and on and on today. You've got unformed ideas.
They're like, use your words. Et cetera. What about you? Is there anything that you'd like to see banned, made a criminal offence on social media?
Yes, I think people, maybe people who have gotten access to AI, like Facetune filters and Facetune themselves so heavily they no longer have like a nose or like they've replaced the background with like a forest and then they post them and being like, and all their friends are like, looking amazing. It's like, can we not, like, sure, do what you want, babes, but I feel like we're feeding into a cycle of delusion where people are allowed to look like Star Trek characters on social media.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Hey, another big story in social media this week, I don't know whether you've seen, was in the US, they are thinking about banning TikTok, right? And it would mean that, it wouldn't be available to the millions and millions of users in the United States. Some are saying, look, it's never going to happen. Some are saying it might. I'm wondering, as users of TikTok, would it be a put off, Lauren, if there was no American content on there, if all of the American influencers that you might follow just disappeared overnight?
Gee, it'd be a little bit more peaceful and quiet, I'll tell you that. I don't know. I think all apps should be banned. I think we've got to go back.
Oh, okay.
Turn it off.
Hard line.
Turn it off. This could be good for us. Like we said before, like taking people off social media might actually make them engage with society. If I know if I didn't spend 10 hours a day on my phone, maybe I'd plant a tree or something.
Okay.
We can never know.
You're getting through your DIY tasks though. That's one thing.
True.
Et cetera. Do you think that this is going to be doomsday for TikTok if the US opts out?
I just think it's so obvious they're trying to restrict access to a platform where young people can share uncensored political information and kind of inform each other about trends and things going on, especially in America where, I mean, the news media is so heavily influenced by corporations and the government. So
unlike here,
well, I don't know. I think it's strange that this is what they're focusing on in America right now. But I also would be, I would actually be upset to see some of the accounts that I follow from the US who share really important political information be lost because they don't really have anywhere else to share it. There's so much censorship on so many other platforms.
We're getting a lot of messages through on the youth crime stuff, on these potential new laws that opposition leader Peter Dutton has flagged, also the state laws as well. Dean from Glebe says, prison is a symptom of society, not a solution. Someone else says, what about protecting the community? Anything implemented to help address the crime is a good thing. And another person saying, yeah, the youth crime increase has happened because they aren't getting jail time. Rehabilitation and nurturing does work for some people, not for others. Look, a lot of opinions there. Let's move on.
Hack. It's what billionaires should be doing with their money. Do you know what I mean?
Cool stuff.
Just cool.
Or just crazy stuff.
On Triple J.
Oh, they called her the ship of dreams. But then, the Titanic sank on its first voyage. It was one of the worst disasters at sea. 1,500 people died. It has been more than a century since that happened. Since then, there have been movies, games, theme park rides, all cashing in on the public's fascination with this story. But Australian billionaire, former politician Clive Palmer wants to go one further. He wants to build a whole new Titanic, a replica of the original. People thought he was joking the first time he raised this a decade ago, but now he says he's serious and he's bringing the plan back.
Hack.
And I thought I was out there at sea and I woke up and I realised I was in my bed.
Australian billionaire Clive Palmer wants to build a replica of the unsinkable ship.
More than a decade after first announcing the plan, the mining boss has again floated the idea of building Titanic 2.
You'll be able to have Irish stew. You'll be able to go and do dancing. You can just strip off into your underpants.
I hate to burst your cruising bubble. This is never going to happen.
You've been talking about this since you had brown hair. Why should we believe you now?
Oh, because I've got more money now. Why not do it? What am I going to do? I'm 70.
On Triple J.
Would you go on Titanic 2.0? Why would you want to experience this? I'm genuinely curious. If you're someone who would buy a ticket, line up for this experience, what do you think the best and the worst parts of it would be? Call in 1300 055536. You can message in as well, 0439 757 555. Want to get into it with the Shake Up crew? We've got entertainer, etc., etc., comedian Lauren Bonner. Lauren, a lot of people are asking, why is Clive Palmer committing to this? But what do you reckon?
I think it's cool. I mean, as a curvy redhead, I've always felt a connection to the Titanic.
What?
Obviously the film.
Yeah.
And I heard it in a few of the sound bites over there. It's kind of like, what else is he going to do? He's really the only person who's saying it like it is. I think he should build the Titanic. I think Gina Reinhart could build the Hindenburg, maybe. If we can think of any other big things, instead of throwing your money at fracking or mining or something, just
okay, you think this is a better investment?
Boat.
Interesting, etc. Can you imagine glamming up for the new Titanic? I can imagine you in first class, but I'm not really seeing you in third class below decks. What do you reckon?
Well, I'm just wondering about the activities on board and how I'm just thinking of my schedule. Like, is there going to be any fiddling on the lower decks?
I think
any jigging?
He did say that there was going to be Irish stew. That was one of the selling points, which I'm not sure. I don't know. That wasn't a selling point for me. But.
Yeah, I'll only be there if Leonardo DiCaprio is there as my love interest and I'm painted like a French girl.
Okay.
But if it's just Clive Palmer in a funny wig masquerading as my lover, I'm going to have to pass.
You might, bump out of that one. Someone with a similar idea on the text line. If Leo is riding the new Titanic, I'm on it. Okay, could you cope in third class, Lauren?
I mean, I think I'd be forced there.
You're like, I do think that's where I'll end up.
Yeah, for social reasons. And I mean, that also, I feel like the Titanic, it feels relevant today. Like, you know, the class system is back in a big way.
Well, it would be an interesting social experiment, wouldn't it? Having these people all segregated in very different standards on this floating vessel. I don't know. Lots of messages on social media on this one. Someone said, well, by 2027, there won't be any icebergs left to crash into. So that won't be a problem.
Perfect time.
Another person says, will the ending be replicated? Hopefully not. And another person says, bro, build schools or wells or something. Why are you doing this? So lots of people are asking. Clive Palmer is saying, oh, what else would I do with my money? People have other ideas of what he could be doing. Yeah. Are we forgetting that it might not be that comfortable too? Because, like, you know, people like, it was the most luxurious like 112 years ago. Things have changed a bit. Mm. Maybe it's a bit pokey, dark, cramped. You know, I think in first class on the original Titanic, they had to share bathrooms and stuff. In the third class, there was only like one bathtub. It might be a bit of a different way of life to get used to, et cetera, but would you be willing to do it for a few days?
Look, I've been on a gay cruise, so I can handle anything.
Like, it's pretty similar, actually.
I did 4 days on a gay cruise. There may as well have been one bathroom, I'm telling you that. Also, I feel like on the Titanic, this new Titanic, the first thing they should be he should be spending his money on is a few more lifeboats. Oh, we don't want it that historically accurate. Let's make sure we upgrade some things, please.
I think they are. I think he said that in his plan, there will be more lifeboats. I think this version is going to be slightly heavier because they've got to add some safety features to make sure it's a bit more secure than the original model.
Just a few safety features.
Maybe just like, I don't know, GPS or a mobile telephone.
Yeah.
That works like, hey, we've just hit an iceberg.
Exactly.
Come get us.
A few things could be brought in there. On the text line, someone says, I'm a marine engineer and all I want to know is who is he going to get to design and build it? Boats aren't built like that anymore, but I'd pay to be a fly on the wall of that boatyard. Interesting. Yeah, well, yeah.
This guy's just trying to get a gig. He's like, I'm actually a marine engineer. I'm curious to know who's got the tender for this.
If you could pass this on to Mr. Palmer, please.
Yeah.
Someone else says maybe Palmer could build Jurassic Park 2. Dan from Manly says, does that mean you have to recreate the front of the boat scene with Clive if you go on the ship, the flying scene? Hopefully not. Another person says, bro, the amount of Clive Palmer election posters stuck on the walls on every surface of that ship would be too much to handle. Oh, that would be, I'm sure he'd get the political campaigning in somewhere. This is a kind of a serious question. I like how I go funny and then serious, Lauren, with you.
You can do it all. He wears many hats.
But you too, we're going to shift focus here, serious. Is it weird to recreate history like this? Because it's the same with like video games and things of World War One, World War Two. Some people really condemn it and say, oh, you shouldn't be making entertainment out of something that was so tragic. But then other people say, well, it makes history more accessible for young people. If young people can feel it and see it and experience it, they're more connected with history. What's your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, two minds. I think we can be too obsessed with history and, like, you know, nostalgia was originally categorized as a mental illness.
Is that right?
Yeah, probably for a reason. But I don't know. It's like, oh, well, young people need to be connected to history if they can see it. It's like, what do young people need to connect with about a ship that crashed? I mean, just admit that you just want to make a big ship because it'd be cool and fun. Like, we don't need to, like, try to pitch it in this certain way. But I don't know. There's definitely a line. Like I mentioned the Hindenburg, like that's long enough to joke about the boat. Titanic, I think it's, you know, but people would have ancestors who were on the Titanic. Is it
too
insensitive?
Yeah, too soon.
What's too soon?
Yeah. I knew the iceberg personally.
Oh, okay.
I want to tell their story.
Okay. <you know? laughs> Well, I'm sure there's space for it. People have got plenty of Titanic stories they want to tell. I mean, do you think it's actually going to happen, et cetera? Because to be clear, he's pitched this a few times. It's fallen off the radar. You know, first he had a fight with one of the companies that was building it. Then COVID happened. It's going to cost like up to $1 billion. Is it going to happen?
I mean, he also pitched being successful in politics and we saw how that turned out. So yeah, I'm not too hopeful for Clive, but give it a go. And if you need a beautiful Kate Winslet stand in, I'm going to give it to you. Actually, you can have that.
I'll
do some boy drag as Leonardo DiCaprio and we can be lovers.
That's so funny.
We'll get that guy from the text line to build the thing.
Yeah.
Why don't we do it?
Can you fund it for us?
I certainly can't, but you know, maybe someone who's listening can. What's the Wi-Fi situation on Titanic 2? Because, like, what about all these really connected people who were thrown onto this boat for a week and then can't access the internet? If that's the case, if they're being, because otherwise, if they're like, no, we're going to have access to mod cons, does it take away from the romance if everyone's doing TikTok dances on that fancy staircase?
I've got a solution. Oh, we put all the people that broke the law by posting about stealing cars on the Titanic for 2 years with no mobile service, so they can't post about their crimes. Perfect. It's like a floating jail. With Clive Palmer, punishment forever.
You've sorted everything. Right, we've wrapped up a few things in that topic. Time to move on.
Hack, they're putting security tags like you see on expensive clothes on me.
Oh, shut up.
On Triple J.
Yeah, you know they mean business in those big department stores when they lock up the stuff you want to look at? Like maybe it's expensive sunnies or designer fragrance. You got to ask the staff to unlock it for you and then they watch you really intensely, make sure nobody walks out with it. Well, we know the cost of living's bad. It's that bad, so serious, that they're doing this now in supermarkets. A big store, big supermarket giant in Melbourne spotted putting a security tag on steak. Now, I'm wondering what's the strangest thing you've seen locked up with a security tag to stop people stealing it. Maybe here. It could have been overseas as well. Message in 0439 757 555. Get into it with the Shake Up crew. We've got Etc. Etc. and Lauren Bonner. Lauren, as a veggo, maybe you are probably stoked to see meat locked up.
No, I mean, if it's there, don't lock. It's kind of twice as cruel to the animal, you know?
Okay.
You've killed them and now you're locking them up.
Yeah,
but
right.
Because I didn't realize how expensive it was. People often go, I couldn't be vegan or something. It's too expensive. But I was behind a guy at Aldi once. He bought a steak. It was like $35. And I thought I had it rough with the price of chickpeas these days. Like, I think a lot of things are getting locked up, though. I know there's been a lot of gang involvement in the Manuka honey industry.
What? Really?
I was trying to research it because I just had it in my head, but they've been cracking down worldwide. It was a problem in the UK. It was a problem here. People stealing Manuka honey because it's like $80 or $100.
Oh, it's so expensive,
per jar, and there's a black market for it.
Wow. Et cetera, does this surprise you?
No, it doesn't surprise me that a major supermarket chain is trying to crack down on prices that they themselves probably have exorbitantly raised, infecting the consumer. And then maybe people in a cost of living crisis might attempt to steal those items. That's so shocking to me.
Well, look, and we have to make it clear, stealing is a crime. We can't be stealing from supermarkets. And the supermarkets are saying we're investing heaps in anti-theft measures. I take your point, though, etc. You're saying people are really struggling out there. Would it stop you buying something if you knew you had to go to all the effort of getting it unlocked? Like, would it stop you getting some? Because in the UK, they've done this with butter. They've started locking up butter. And I'm wondering, would that make a difference? Would you get the butter if you were like, oh, I've got to go and ask someone to do it? It's a bit of a hassle, right?
It is a hassle because, and I'm sure this has been a problem for the grocery stores who are implementing this, it's really hard for them because what they hate more than anything is having to hire staff to work at the registers.
Yes.
This item has not been scanned, or you scan something that's half price and I'm watching it like a hawk and it's not half price. You're just trying to get someone's attention to what? Now take the security tag off your steak. It's not worth it.
Are you going
to
be in that line for a long time?
Yeah. There's one poor guy at those checkouts running around taking tags off steaks. Like, just hire staff or untag the steaks and let go and cop the loss if you don't want to pay people.
Et cetera. Do you think we could see this happening with other stuff? Is there anything that springs to mind? I asked the hack team earlier and they were like, oh, maybe capsicums, mangoes. Producer Hannah was like, I think the sweet treat cabinet, you know, where they keep the like fancy cakes and the tiramisu and stuff, they might lock that up.
I reckon if they locked up brown onions, they'd have a significant rise in GDP. I think it's one step away from them just letting loose like cattle in the store and expecting us to catch one, slaughter it, and drag it to the counter. Like we're getting
farm to table.
Since when exactly? Aren't supermarkets and department stores meant to be like? Weren't they originally designed to be luxurious places where you'd go and get a service, and that's why you paid
the higher prices now?
And now it feels like I'm being watched by a surveillance state, just going and trying to buy cereal. I'm being criminalized before I even walk through the store. They're like, "Don't you dare look at us! Don't take anything! Don't don't even eat the food.
It can be an intimidating experience. Yeah. Hey, that's all we've got time for. Big thanks to the Shake Up team, artist, entertainer, et cetera, et cetera. Thank you.
No, thank you for having me.
And comedian, podcaster, Lauren Bonner. Thank you. Good luck with the Comedy Festival.
Thank you. I need all the luck I can get.
Hack. On Triple J.
Big thanks again to the Shake Up crew, artist, entertainer, etc., etc., comedian, podcaster, Lauren Bonner, and the hardworking Hack team as well. That's it for Hack for this week, but we will be back after a couple of days after the weekend. I'll catch you then. See ya. Hack.